Cardiff. Michael Cardiff.
Ruben?
See?
Yeah, this is Ron Ibarra. Hello there.
Hey, Ron. How are you doing?
Good. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. How are you doing? Let me bring up your file. Give me a...
All right, good deal.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Bear with me. All right, so I've got your file, Ron. So here's basically what's going on. And I think we talked about this, and I'm sure you guys get a lot of calls and letters, and I understand you've been shopping around to kind of figure out a solution here, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to talk to you like a real person. I don't like play this game with people and tell them nonsense. It's just not in my personality. I think Bank of Cardiff, I think we can help you guys out. The biggest challenge is the four positions. So as I was talking before, one of the biggest concerns, you know, my thought was, one of my biggest concerns is, are they going to be able to do four positions? So right now, I can't get you an approval that would help you out. And I don't think it's an appropriate thing to, or for our bank to issue an approval that's going to be really expensive or more expensive than what you currently have. Do you mind if I give you kind of some feedback on the file? I don't think, and I'm not trying to be rude or disparaging or tell you how to run your business. I'm trying to just tell you the truth. I don't think the loans you have are very, very, very expensive. I mean, the interest rates, the terms. I'm sure you're aware that there's not a 5-year there's not a 5-year product for cash loans. They're just that doesn't exist in the marketplace at all. Right. I do think, though, that there's a way to help you guys out. How is that way to help you out? You've got to get these loans down to, the best would be have zero positions. One position is one thing. If you can get probably down to two positions, there's a way. So what's the idea? If you have one position, you can do a complete refinance, maybe two. If you have three, if you have two, three, it's really not much. I would strongly suggest that if you guys can hold out and not miss payments, getting these loans actually paid down to one or two positions will help you. I'll also let you know up front that some of the loan programs you have, some of the lenders are so aggressive that one of the challenges is that many people in underwriting, they don't want to do this loan because they know the second they'll give you a loan that yep. these companies will aggressively try to stack on us. And they're known for being extremely aggressive, a lot of these companies.
Okay.
So what I can offer you is just telling you the truth. I wasn't able to get you something that will help you because of the stacks, but if you can survive, I think there is a significant chance that this gets down to one or two positions, I can help you guys out. That's where I think I'm going to be at.
Got it. And you guys do have like kind of a 5-year product or a longer term product?
No, it's not for unsecured loans. What we bring to the table is experience and honesty and a good track record. That's what we're known for.
Okay.
You know, you go on, you see our Google reviews, people like working with us, we tell the truth. We do have some of the best programs in the industry, but
okay.
Like, for instance, you just went to someone else last month who shopped your loan to a partner of ours, which there's nothing wrong to us. People are trying to, you know, throw stuff against the wall. The conversation I want to have is, hey, I tried, but here's my honest take. I was honest with you from the beginning. You know, I said, hey, look, it's going to be a tough shot. 60% chance I can't get done. I tried. I think if you guys get down to 1 to 2 positions, there are going to be a lot more avenues. But that's kind of where I'm at. No, we don't offer a 5-year unsecured loan. The longest unsecured loan I've seen is 3 years.
Got it. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, good. I appreciate your honesty on that. And you know,
But the rates are really good.
I mean, that would be the optimal situation for this company is that you know they refinance all this, pay it off, get a term loan, you know, free up that cash flow, and then
just
they,
so you know, on our best products, right? On our best products, you're going to pay us in 2 years less interest than you're paying some of these companies in 3 months.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. So yeah, that's probably the case because I know that we were shopping around and just there were no other options out there just because of the nature of the business and lack of collateral.
No, it's not that. It's the stacking. It's not the nature of the business. It's not the collateral. It's the stacking. The stacking is your biggest issue that you're regardless of what any salesperson tells you. I'm not gonna. The biggest issue you have right now is the stacking. That is the biggest issue. Anyone that tells you differently is, I don't think being honest with you. Is lack of collateral a problem? No, because we do unsecured loans for, you know, we do them up to, you know, 3 years at good terms. So it's not the lack of collateral.
Okay. All right, well, that's good to know. Yeah, I'll definitely, you know, talk to the owner about this. And
yeah, just something. Are you guys going to renew with someone else or no?
Well, who is it? The Knight Capital did offer a renewal.
Okay.
So that was something that was, you know, out there. But the company's trying to avoid, you know, any more.
If you want a good product, don't renew.
Yep. Okay.
I think, you know, look, I work with Knight. I have only great things to say about them. But I don't know if that really helps your situation.
Yeah.
It could. It could, but the problem that I have with renewals is that you're going to kind of renew. From what I understand, you're usually paying. It's the full payoff, so you're just rolling over prepaid interest.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not. You know, it's not a good solution. It may be the only option, depending on what happens with the business and if they can generate enough cash flow. So we'll have to see how that. You know, what's gonna happen here.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely. I'll reach back out if this is something that the company's able to do and able to get down to that, you know, 2 positions. So
I think if you get down to 1 or 2 positions, I think it's something where I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. There are a lot of avenues that will help you, but when you're paying 35, 45 cents on the dollar and you're rolling over these renewals, let's not kid ourselves. It turns into someone paying 90% simple interest over 6 months. There's no way to survive in today's economy doing that. No one makes 90% in 6 months. They just don't. That's what I would suggest, what I can do. And I think my whole argument will be just to give you an idea. If I can show the track record and say, hey, look, this customer did pay down, they didn't renew, then I've got a lot better chance. But I can't run your guys' business. I'm just telling you what I think I can do potentially for you.
Right. Got it. Okay, very good.
Cool.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Ruben. And hopefully we'll be able to get something going in the future.
Cool. I look forward to it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. All right. Take care. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.